Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys have decided to click through and join us as we talk with Laura Kennard about networking and education opportunities for business in the greater Des Moines metro. Laura, welcome to Monday. How you doing, kid? Everything good?
Hi, just got back from Vegas.
That's right. You were out there.
Yeah.
You were out there and on a, okay, about reimagining cities. Was that kind of the crux of this?
So it was it's called Impact Cities. And it's a national, actually there was even some international people there that are kind of experts and thought leaders in the smart city innovation space, which includes things like walkability, mobility, alternative energy. One thing that was really interesting, you and I have talked about this road right out front here.
We're in Windsor Heights, ladies and gentlemen, at Grounds for Celebration. Yeah, what about University Avenue?
Yeah, so you have been telling me that some of the best ways to get people to slow down is to make the four lanes two and make there be some connection between across the street and make it be a pedestrian.
Right. Well, yeah. What you do is it's called a road diet, and you take a five-lane highway and you create a main street.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
So they had some experts that were talking about doing just that, and the difference between someone that gets hit by a car at 20 miles an hour versus 40 miles an hour is the difference between them walking away probably injured but okay,
and or dead.
Dead.
Right.
Or dead. Yeah, that 20 mile an hour difference.
Yeah, this is just all so simple. And you know, for the life of me, I can't figure out why people don't get it. Yeah, you know,
So if you're going to have people that are shopping and everything, then it's probably, you know, you want to get cars to slow down.
Right.
So anyway,
and if the road is built for 45 miles an hour, psychologically, people think they can go that fast.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't think about slowing down. And so anyway, it was really interesting to hear about from some of the people that are working with that.
And this is being done, not only walkability, but livability and connected different modalities to get from around.
To be able to find. So we had an opportunity to talk to ECAB. ECAB is a really interesting company that is dealing with electric cabs that hold about 6 to 8 people. They're actually produced by Polaris here in Iowa and in the Spirit Lake and the Milford, Iowa area. And they are putting them into cities about our size and bigger where, like, for example, downtown right now, we've gone to the metered parking till 9 in the weekends. And we did that for a reason. And at the same time, it also hurts. It's like a new problem that comes with the solution. And so what they're doing is taking these e-cabs and putting them, like, they'll come and pick you up at the parking garage. They'll come and pick you up at different places and drive you around to different places. And a couple of ways that they do that, a lot of the cities just offer them for free. So they are able to plug them in at times when they can. And then they can actually even feed power back onto the to a mini grid.
Really?
Which is really interesting because they basically are of electric storage, and then when they're not being used, they can actually put that power back onto the grid. But anyway, they also have they collect data, so the drivers are actually educated to ask things about where are you and why are you downtown and who are you visiting and what are you doing down here. And they also put advertising on the sides of them too. So there's a lot of ways that the city can get data, and they can kind of pay for themselves in ways with advertising. And then the city can offer it to go to, you know, shuttle people to different things around downtown. But they're also putting them on school campuses to take students for shopping trips and just stuff. Anyway,
E-cabs.
Really cool stuff. A lot of renewable energy ideas, a lot of this mini grid, like how do you get energy from a house back onto the grid, for example, and vice versa. Some big reports coming out from Nevada was commissioned to do a big grid report, which is going to be made public. And so that's something that Iowa and other places will be able to look at. Anyway, so it was really cool to be on the panel speaking about underutilized commercial spaces and retail and what to do with some of these spaces. And I was on a panel alongside with the director of the Dallas Innovation District in Dallas, Texas, and also the chief technology officer for St. Louis. And so some bigger communities, and it was just really an honor to sit up there with them and hear what they had to say, which was so a wonderful learning experience.
And just preceding our time together here on the News Hour, we just heard from Ro Khanna, who was Congressman Ro Khanna from Silicon Valley. We broke that story on Sunday, as a matter of fact, on News Talk 1540 KXEL about that whole pillar technology
and the Jefferson Project. Yeah.
When you talk about Microsoft was there, it was just a fascinating fascinating experience, and more to be coming on that as LinkedIn was there. Yeah, it's,
you know, to help, and I can totally. I actually used to drive down and work in it, do some consulting work for a factory in southern Iowa, and I can tell you that the students and the young people there really they don't have any opportunity. Right. They really have to leave.
Well, this is an opportunity for people to stay in Greene County.
Yep.
And make $65,000 to $75,000 a year working.
Which is just fantastic.
Fantastic quality of life.
Absolutely.
Huge deal.
So that I will be really interested in listening to that. So what we have, switching gears, tomorrow. So tomorrow is already December 11th. We're midway through. The West Des Moines Business Incubator has expert advice on taxes, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and that's by my friend Stephanie Majorin, who has an accounting business. So there's a lot of tax stuff going on, so I really recommend people get down there and see what she has to say. So then also the Greater Des Moines Partnership, later that evening, so that's over the noon hour, later that evening, the Greater Des Moines Partnership is doing a professional development workshop on creating a perfect resume. So if you're trying to move up in your, we have pretty low unemployment right now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But
if you can fog a mirror, there's your resume.
But the good paying jobs are not so plentiful. So that's all tomorrow, Wednesday, at 7:30 in the morning to 10:30 in the morning out at DMAC West Campus. So that's way out west on Grand. The 10,000 Small Businesses Breakfast they're having. So they just finished their first cohort of 10,000 small businesses, and now they're going to be the applications are opening for the next group.
This is with Chase. No.
So it's with Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs. Thank you.
Yeah. Sure. So sorry. Goldman Sachs is doing what they can to support small businesses through a program that helps you get free training about how to grow your business.
Right.
And in some cases, they have some capital, too.
Right.
But you enjoy breakfast and speak with the Iowa alumni about the people, so the very first group that have gone through the program, about what they got out of this once-in-a-lifetime experience. And so go out there if you're thinking of maybe applying for that. I know that they have some stipulations about how many employees and et cetera.
And what your gross sales are, et cetera.
So if you just want to get more information, too, and they also have a website that if you couldn't make the breakfast, it's numeral 10 KS, so 10,000, 10 KSB, apply.com/Iowa.
Got it.
www.10ksbapply.com. Okay. So then you can go and learn how to apply.
Right.
But they're on board to answer you some questions. So that is what's going on in the morning. And then about 2:45 in the afternoon, I mentioned that AMA Iowa is kind of doing a late afternoon workshop until 5. Story Brand, a smarter, faster way to define your brand. So it's telling your story And that's going to be at Tarot International is where that's going to be located. So I would say check right now and get signed up if you want to go to that. I don't know. Where's Tarot? Oh, in Clive.
Yeah,
also in Clive.
Yeah,
right.
Just off of 3580.
Okay, yeah. Yep. So, and then the business record is celebrating that same night, 6 to 9 p.m. You might have to check because I heard that it's selling out fast. But they are having their 35th birthday celebration the business record. And they also are having a brand launch. I don't know a lot about the brand. Let's see if it's giving any more details or if that's a secret. Receive a copy of the magazine, party with community leaders, and celebrate the lessons learned from successes over the past 35 years. And they're also having some kind of a brand launch. You'll have to go to find out what that is because I don't know what the brand launch is. So then Thursday, December 13th, the downtown is going to be doing kaleidoscope redevelopment. So apparently that's something that you can come and find out from 8 to 9 a.m. We're going to be talking about it. It's at the Tea Room.
That's the Yonkers Tea Room.
The reimagined Yonkers Tea Room. Yes, and I haven't been out there yet, but I've heard really good things.
Yeah.
So so then on Friday, we have from 8:15 a.m. to 10:45 a.m., 2018 Age-Friendly Report to the Community is going to be at the Greater Des Moines Botanical Center. I'm sure Kent Sovereign is probably involved in that. So what happened was that Des Moines recently made the list for being an age-friendly city. And I know that that's taken some tremendous amount of work to get that designation. And so all of the efforts for the last year or more have gone into this community report about age-friendly and the direction we're going and making sure that Des Moines is friendly for people of all ages. And that kind of goes into that walkability and all that kind of stuff, right? So we've got that going on. The other thing that I was going to mention, Technology Association of Iowa has their Tech AM Tech Brew on Friday, which is at West End Architectural Salvage this Friday. And so that is always a good thing to head out to. I've mentioned that before. They usually do that once a month. And we do have a Celebrate Iowa Gala also on Friday. This is another morning thing. So it is just celebrating Iowa culture. iowaculture.gov is the website. And the event is going to be at the State Historical Building from 7. Oh, I'm sorry. I lied to you. 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. because it's got music, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, John River Glen, all cocktails. I mean, it's an event. So it's a Iowa culture event. And so you can go on Friday to the West End Architectural Salvage for Tech Brew.
Just don't go to work.
And in evening when you get off work, you can head on over to the Celebrate Culture Gala.
All right, and that's at the State Historical Building in downtown.
So lots of little festive things going on this week, surprisingly.
Another great report from Laura Kennard from Drake University and also dmbizmixer.com. Thanks for doing this.
Yes, and thank you for always providing a platform.
Yeah, well, we got to do that. That's what this is all about. Thanks again, Laura. We appreciate it. All right, we got to clear on out of here. It's nigh on to time for all of us associated with Insight on Business of the News Hour. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions, exclusively for the Business News Hour. You need some original music for your project? We can hook you up with James. For all those folks and for Laura, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, and be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.